The Bible is the word of Almighty God. Therefore, it does not need to be defended, only understood. The purpose of this program is to present to you, our viewers, the key to understanding the Scriptures. There is within the pages of the Bible itself a God-given design for studying the Bible. All the confusion that exists within Christianity today is the result of two failures. Number one, ignoring God's design for Bible study, and number two, failing to believe what the Bible actually says. We remind you of what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 5:18, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall abide forever." We're instructed in Romans 3:4, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." We are informed by 2 Timothy 3:16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And as well, God tells us how to study His Word in 2 Timothy 2:15. "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rather dividing the word of truth." That's God's design, rather dividing the word of truth. Not according to your liking, not into verses you want or don't want to obey, but making distinctions where God makes distinctions. Obeying that portion of the Bible that is specifically addressed to us today. Now, here is our teacher.
Good day, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the message of grace, rightly dividing. We try today, in short, to bring your attention back to the Bible. My name is Dov Avnon. I born in Israel as a Jew. And in Israel, it was about 15 years ago, I learned that the name the Lord Jesus Christ is the only name which was given to people in order to be saved. My message today is actually a message for everyone which has come from Israel or has a Jewish background or don't have any religious background. My message today is not so much for the saved people, but a message for people who are searching. And in order today to show you about God's grace, to tell you more, I'm using the letter to the Hebrew. Because in this letter, reading, and turn your Bible, please, to the letter to the Hebrew, chapter 1, verse 1. I hope that you want to open your Bible. I hope that you have also a Bible at home. If you don't have a Bible, get one. Get one for the next time. Because the Bible is the Word of God. It is not the word of Christianity. Is not the word of a religion, it is the word of God. God gave it to people, that people, through reading in the Bible, and when we speak about the Bible, we speak about the Old and the New Testament, through reading in it, they can understand about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know, from my background, that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the so-called Christianity did a lot of things. But my preaching is not about Christianity and is not about Jesus Christ who hanging someone in a church on a cross. My message goes through to speak about the Lord Jesus Christ who is now in heaven. He lives. And he has got nothing to do in what happened here. The point that many people in his name killed Jews has got nothing to do with the Bible itself. Read for yourself. Read the Bible for yourself prayerfully. And you will find that in the Bible there is no message of killing people in the name of the Lord, but there is a message to preach salvation, to preach the love of God to everyone without any difference. 14 years ago in Israel, someone told me about Christ. I was not looking for religion. I was not looking to turn my way from Judaism to Christianity or to be a Muslim, but I looked for rest. The rest with the Lord. Like he says in Jeremiah 6 verse 16, "Stand on the road and looking for the rest and take it." In Hebrew chapter 1 verse 1, we read that God who has suddenly times and in divisive manner spoke in time past unto the Father by the prophets, has in those last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. The first thing what we have to understand about the Lord Jesus Christ, His name is Jesus. In Hebrew, we say Yeshua. Yeshua means the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ who can redeem you. The Lord, or God, spoke from Genesis, from the beginning of this world, in different way to people. God used the nature, like we read in Psalm. We can read it also in Psalm 19, verse 2, that the heaven and the stars are witnessing about the glory of God. Some people believe that God speaks through nature. Other people believe still in those days that God reveals himself through vision. Some people said, he spoke to me by night. But I'm not coming to you with this message because God never spoke to me by night. But he spoke to me through his Son. And how he did it? He used the Bible. He used his word. And through his word, I learned about the message of grace. Through his word, I started to trust Christ as my personal Savior. So in Hebrew, we learn that God spoke to mankind in different manners. And in those last days, he speaks through his Son. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Acts. We will see that in the day of Pentecost, there was a man called Peter, and he stood there. And in those days, God spoke to the people in different way, and he told them to do something which is different what he said today to do. Go with me to Acts 2, verse 38, where we can read a few things. I hope that you will listen, because I don't try to convince you. I try to put your attention to the Word of God in order that by reading it, you will understand that first, the name of Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, has got nothing to do with organization or church. We are not preaching church. We are not preaching that you will to convert you from Judaism or from your own religion to another religion. We're telling you that by trusting Christ as your personal Savior, the one who shed his blood for your sins, you can have eternal life. Wherever you are, whatever you are now doing. And in Acts 2, verse 38, while Peter, or the Apostle Peter stood and spoke to the people and told them what they did with the right man, they asked him, what do we have to do? Because he told them that they took and they crucified the wrong person. I know that during the history, and I learned it on my flesh, people used it to prosecute people. They prosecute my parents, they prosecute my grandparents in Second World War. But they were convinced, because now, after 2,000 years, we understand that actually what the Lord Jesus, what God did, he sent his only begotten Son. It was God's purpose that he will die on the cross. No one killed him. It was not man's purpose. It was God's purpose that he will die on the cross and that through faith in him, people can be saved. Look with me to Acts 2, verse 38, where we read, in verse 37, now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? If I tell you about something that you did and you convince in your guilt, the first question is, what shall we do? What I have to do? What I have to do in order to pay it? And look to the answer. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You know, one of the things that helped me as a Jew to understand the Bible was a something very marvelous. The word rightly divided. Suddenly, as a Jew, I was always scared. When I first met people who told me about Christ, I thought they want to buy me. They want to convert me into Christianity. Suddenly, I went to read the Bible. And I realized that in the Bible, there are some people, like if you take the Apostle Paul, then you realize that Paul was a Jew. He was a Jew that on the way to Damascus received Christ as his personal Savior. And here Peter said to the people what to do. Repent and be baptized for the remission of sin. But we saw that in Hebrew, the verse says, God spoke in different manner and in different time. So I hope you can go with me together now to Acts 13, chapter 13, verse 38. Because in this chapter, we go time further, and I know there are many people who trust their water baptism in order to be saved, and they glorified, like many other of my nation, they glorified in the circumcision. But we don't speak today about doing works in order to be saved. We're speaking about the message of grace, about what Christ did for us, that if we trust in His name and in what He did on the cross for us, we can have eternal life. So in Acts 13, verse 38, we find something that happened a few years later through a different apostle, the apostle of the Gentiles. Someone said many years ago, it was a rabbi, and he says, actually, that you, Christian, you stole many things from the Jews. And of course, if you don't rightly dividing the word of truth, what you're doing actually, you're stealing blessing from other nation. While we have also blessing. Acts 13, verse 38, where we read, but it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. In the day of Peter preached baptizing for remission of sin. But later on, through the revelation that God gave to the Apostle Paul, suddenly the glory of the cross was revealed. You know, for many people, or let's say, many people understand the cross in different way. I brought up about 10 miles east of Nazareth. I all my life heard something about Jesus. I saw his pictures. I went sometime to visit the big churches, and I saw there a man laying like this. Later, I had a problem to understand about what Jesus is speaking to me. Because you can make some mistakes. You can speak about the Lord Jesus or about Jesus, but we might speak about two different things. Did you know that there are many children in Spain who have the name Jesus? Jesus means in Hebrew, Yeshua, the Savior. No man can save other, only God Himself. We just passed Christmas, where people always, year and a year again, speaking of the birth of the baby. While they're missing all the point. The baby is already grown up. His God Himself is on the right hand of the Father. Can you imagine? So it's very important for you to understand about what Jesus we speak. Because we speak about the Lord Jesus Christ, the one name that in His name we preach for you forgiveness of sin. Not by work. I don't ask you to come to our church. I don't ask you to go to other church. Well, what is a church? For many people, it became the house of salvation. While for us, it's the fellowship place. It is the building where a group of believers want to have a fellowship. Fellowship to encourage one another. We don't preach the building. We preach the person. And he says here also, Paul says this, that he preached this person, that in his name, people can get everlasting life, they can have forgiveness of sin. Go with me further to Hebrew, to the letter to the Hebrew. We're going still to see some marvelous things. In Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 2. So I come to you with a message of grace. I'm telling you something. I hope you're going to believe it. Maybe not. I'm sure that many of you may be at that moment turning the TV. But look what he says here. In Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 2. Or in verse 1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of in turning into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Lord spoke in different manner to the Father. While from the creation, he preached to the people. Also now, I'm not the only one who preaches grace. There are many people who preach in grace. But if you don't receive by faith what he has been saying, then it's for vain. Can you imagine all the years sending the prophets to God's nation, to Israel, sending the prophets, revealing himself in the day of Pentecost, later through the Apostle Paul, revealing the message of grace for all the world. Because you know the message of grace says that there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. We will see it. But there is one thing, dear friend. Whether you are Jew, whether you are not a Jew, our message doesn't make different. We have message of oneness. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there is one way, whether you are Jew, Catholic, Protestant, church member, to be saved. And this is through the blood of Jesus Christ. So he says here to the Hebrew, hey, don't forget it. He says here also that for unto us the gospel preached. Many people hearing the gospel, but he's not come with faith. Can you imagine sitting all your life in some building, hearing over and over the message and not believing? Can you imagine walking on street, always going into a car dealer, asking him many questions about the car, how does it work? Some car dealer may give you a free ride, you can test the car, and you do it all over the time again and again, and you never buy the car. It's a waste of time. And this is the same with the gospel. It was preached in different manner to the nation of Israel, but it is preached also in many ways to the Gentiles, to the people who never heard about it. But it doesn't come with faith. Because while God speaking to you, you have to receive it. While you go to a restaurant and someone gives you food, you have to take it and to do it in your to put it in your mouth and to digest it. We go further here because we want to learn something about the rest. And we see it also in the same letter to the Hebrew, but in chapter 4. Go with me there to chapter 4. I will find it for you. And where he speaks here about the rest of the Lord, the rest of God's nation. Sometimes I have to use two Bibles in order to find things, and this is why it sometimes takes for me time. And then he said in chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Look with me for each marvelous. Chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. He speaks here about Joshua had given them rest. Because if Joshua had given the nation rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? You see, if you read the Old Testament, you see that they came from the desert. Moses led them to the promised land. Later, after Moses died, Joshua took it over. But Joshua spoke about another rest. He didn't meant the rest that you have when you come to a country. don't understand well today what is everything all about is about rest. Finding the right job, finding the right house, enjoying your television to have a rest. And when Joshua spoke about the rest, he didn't speak about just having the land. He speak about a rest that goes far beyond it. Read with me in chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. And where he said in verse 9, there remains, therefore, a rest to the people of God. God has still His chosen people. And there is a rest for them. There is a rest for people when they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can read it also in Romans 10, verses 11 and 12, that in this time, God doesn't make any difference between people. I'm not standing here as a Jew to preach you, but I'm standing here as a human being. Someone that 14 years ago in Israel received Christ as his personal Savior. And you know, this gave me the rest. It gave me the peace with the Lord because I was not searching for religion. I was searching for God. And it's marvelous when you experience this rest by trusting about the fact that Christ died for my sins and rose again from the dead for my righteousness. So he says in verse 10, chapter 4, verse 10, for he that entered into his rest is also has cast from his own works, as God did from his. He says here about in entering to the rest. Can you imagine about rest? When you come to me, you visit me at home, and the first thing what you're going to do is going to the kitchen and I want to work. And I say to you, rest. Rest, sit down on the chair, I will serve you. And this is a message for religious people. You know what is the difference between the gospel of the Bible or what the Bible teach and what other religious teach? There is one thing in common to all religion. All religion teaching you to do something in order or to be better or to reach everlasting life or to raise up from the dead or to have eternal life. All of them that teach you that by doing something, you can reach it. And the message of grace teaches the opposite. Not by works, but by works, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Because if it is by works, we will have a reason to be proud of ourselves. But if it is by grace, we have to rest. We have to come into the rest. Because when we come to the rest, we can now listen and trust what God has done for us. Israel went into the country. It was God who gave them the country. It is God who helped them to win their enemy. And when you understand the message of grace, then you understand how the Lord worked through all the times. Because now we tell to people, whether you are Jew or not Jew, come to me, rest. Listen to what I did, rest in it. The message says very, very clearly, Christ died for my sins. This is the message. Now, many religious people are busy all the time to do something in order to clean themselves from sin. Going to the church, being baptized, praying daily again and again to be forgiven. While the Bible says, He already forgave us. This is why he said, come to the rest, because when you come to the rest of the Lord, you can find their peace, because you trust in what Christ did on the cross. The cross, if we speak about the cross, we don't speak about this wood which going like this and like this. When we speak about the cross, we speak about something that happened 2,000 years ago. Christ died for my sins, and rose from the dead. There happened many things on this cross. And he says this in Hebrews 4, verse 11, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Do I preach here uncertainty? Is this rest is only for special people? No. The message of grace teaches us in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 till 4, that everyone, after receiving Christ as his personal Savior, can enter into this rest. Not by work. And you can account those work. In order to summarize what we learned today, I just want to tell you, we saw a very important message. The question is, how God speak in this day? And he spoke in different manner. He speak in those days through his Lord Jesus Christ, through the Bible, through the word of his grace, through the message of grace that he gave to the Apostle Paul. And the message said very clearly, there is no difference between Jew and Gentile, because all of them who receive Christ have eternal life. It's only by trusting Christ as your personal Savior. Whether you go to church or to synagogue, this is not the issue. The issue is, do you have a relationship with God? Are you sure that the God that you believe can forgive you? Are you sure this? If not, read your Bible.
We hope this program has been an eye-opener to you. We are not out to destroy anyone's faith, but to establish your faith upon the truth. Only then will you experience real liberty. The truth shall set you free. If we can be of any further assistance to you, we would love to help you. Or if you would like any of the free literature you see on your screen, you may call or write Grace Bible Church, 13630 Common Road, Warren, Michigan, 48093. Our phone number is area code 313-778-5032. Once again, that's Grace Bible Church, 13630 Common Road, Warren, Michigan, 48093. Area code 313-778-5032. This program was presented freely to you in cooperation with this local public cable station. Thank you for sharing this time with us. Join us again this time next week to learn more about God's message of grace. Until then, this is Daniel Schulert speaking for all of us at Grace Bible Church, praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe.